Give us an update on the quarterback situation.
It's going to sound really boring, but they're both playing really good. You guys just saw both of them make some really good plays in that last drill, and it's what practice has been like all through camp. They're both good players, and haven't decided yet what we're going to do.
Do you expect to take this all the way up to game time or game week?
I don't know. It's a daily conversation. I would like to do something. I don't want to take it all the way to game time, but we do have some practice time left, and I feel like both of them are prepared. They've both had enough reps in camp that they could play in a game, and so we're working our way through it still.
Is there a chance you could use both quarterbacks in the opener?
I'd prefer not to do that, but there's always a chance.
Has there been separation at number three? Because we've seen those guys get some reps too.
I would say that's really close too. You know, Trayson has a big advantage of just knowing the offense better than McKay, and McKay gets better every day. McKay's a super athlete. And then unfortunately though, those two haven't had enough reps because we've invested so much in Gary and Jake. They haven't had enough reps for me to say definitively who's ahead there.
Where have Gary and Jake made the biggest progress from day one of camp?
Well, with Gary, it's just knowing our offense better. You know, in spring ball, he was just learning it for the first time, and now he's starting to operate like a veteran. And with Jake, it's just, last year, just eliminating those critical mistakes. You know, he's a playmaker. He moves the team, and we've been trying to just eliminate those critical errors, and he's done a good job of that. He's taken very good care of the ball in spring ball and through fall camp.
We've noted a couple times in camp that the starter role emerged. You just see it on the field. The team,
yeah.
Know. What does that look like? Is that explosive plays? When will you know in practice?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. It's, you know, just someone who just moves the team and scores touchdowns. And I was hopeful that would be more clear than it is by now. But I think it's been a matter of both of them playing well, not that neither one of them has seized the day, you know, seized the job. So we'll keep working our way through it a little bit longer.
So did you not expect to go this far into camp without having a guy clearly
I hope that it wouldn't, but I'm not surprised, and I've been through this before where it's been close like this. You know, Zach and Jaron was a similar deal with those two. Had a similar deal with Zach and Tanner Mangum that one year. Then had pretty close deal with Jaron and Baylor, you know. So those all of those went all the way up to game week.
On the scrimmage Saturday, did either of the starting quarterback candidates play better than the other, or how would you assess it?
We played a lot of snaps. We played over 100 snaps. I think it was like 120 snaps, including the special teams plays. But so much of it was situational that it's hard to say, like, you know, one guy did better than another in one drill, another guy didn't, because we did like red zone, 2 minute. We did some drive, it's up and down the field. A lot of it depends on which O-line you have in, because we pulled our starting O-line about halfway through. So I can't answer that really.
What's the running back depth chart looking like these days?
LJ looks great, looks really good, man. And Folau is playing really good. I think you're going to see those two guys a lot. And Miles Davis is a good player who you'll see. And Pokai he's a freshman. He's a good player too. I love all four of those guys. But it's nice seeing LJ and Folau. I feel like those two guys are. This is kind of their time, you know.
You noted coming out of spring that Jake had a clean, no interceptions in spring. Does that still maintain itself in fall
camp? I think he's had one in fall camp. I can't remember. It's a lot more practices in fall camp, a lot more pass attempts. And I think it's one or two. Yeah, and he's done a good job taking care of the ball.
How they hold Gary and Jake in terms of stretching downfield and the deep ball passes?
Sorry, I don't really want to answer that one just because for competitive advantage reasons, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
When you look at the offensive line, how's that shaped out with the right guard spot? Have you got any clarity there with Leosa?
It's not final yet. Moccasini and Leosa are competing there, but it's, I would say it's pretty clearly down to those two now. We had a couple other candidates that we thought might be in that mix. It's going to be one of those two guys.
And when it comes to the final decision at quarterback, does Kalani just give you that autonomy where it's your call, or does you have to go to Kalani and give that final sign off?
I'll run it through him. He's pretty great about giving, you know, trusting his coaches to do their jobs, and that goes for everybody. You know, he trusts all the coaches to play who they think is best for the job, but I will definitely be talking to him. We talk about it every single day, and I'll talk to him. I'll talk to Jay Hill. I'll talk to Fessy, my whole staff on offense. I'll gather information from everyone, and then, but yeah, the ultimate decision will be on my shoulders, and I'm good with that. I'm used to this.
Are you seeing this team still unified, regardless of who the guy is?
Yeah. This is a really close team. We haven't won a game yet, but I feel like we have a close knit group here, definitely more so than we had a year ago.
On the offensive line. There, going back to that, how deep do you feel comfortable, I guess, playing with this rotation? Not even necessarily like names and whatnot, but how many guys do you feel like you've got kind of in that top rotating group?
Well, we have, probably, I might forget somebody, but about eight. We have about eight guys, you know, which is good. You know, eight's a lot. We have six that we feel really good about right now and two more that I think are really coming along. And I might be forgetting someone, but we'll be okay there. That group is, I think they're pretty determined to play well this year.
I think that's about where you've been the last several years, that 7, 8, 9 range.
Yeah.
As far as the tight end room, Keanu, Ethan Erickson, Reiner Swanson, how's that room coming together?
Good. Tava. Tava's a good player. He's really doing a good job. Yeah, Keanu, Tava, and Ethan have all been playing really well. Reiner is a super athlete, and we're bringing him along. Who am I forgetting there? Ray Paulo, he's doing a good job. And Mason Fakahua is doing a good job. So those guys, and all those guys, that whole group right there you just heard about, will be involved this year. They'll all be involved in various ways.
Have you got introduced the offense to Southern Illinois' defense at all yet, or is that going to be later this week?
We did it for the first time today. It was just a 10-minute period, but yeah, we for the first time today.